All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you're here on this day for this installment of A Little Seed of Inspiration. So in the scripture, we hear, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Hear that again. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So where is that treasure? Where do you find your heart residing at today? Well, I think anytime we talk about treasure or heart, one of the things that leaps out is that idea or thought or mindset, life set of gratitude. And so I'm going to break down gratitude here in the moments that we have and give a short explanation of each of the letters of gratitude. So I'm going to start with G. For gratitude, G is giving thanks. Yes, when we rise up in the morning and when we lie down at night, the thing that we can most do is give thanks. For there are millions of little miracles all around us that we got to participate in within that day. And we don't need to wait to experience them in order to give thanks for them. We can give thanks in advance of the experience, because that's a heart of gratitude, giving thanks. The R is for refreshing the spirit. Yes, when you refresh and renew that spirit, there's something that reignites within us, and then we can live a bit more thankful. So it's important to pause, to rest, to reflect, to get away, so that with a refreshed spirit, you can participate fully with God in the world. Yes, all of us need a good refreshing of the spirit. A is for appreciating the little things. Appreciating the little things. And we're talking the small, minute, hard to even see things. Like when you look out at a stream, you don't see the fish that flow by, but they're there. When you look up in the sky, you may not see the stars during the day, but they're there. When you go about your day and you realize the million little acts of shared life that are around us that make life possible the way that it is, for you to go into the grocery store and to purchase a muskmelon, how amazing is that? Where did it come from? How many hands did it touch? How many trucks has it been on for you to get it just in time when it's fresh? Yes, those may seem like big things, but they're also the little things. The T in the first T in gratitude is thinking positively. Yes. Who wants to live life on the negative? Who wants to live life as though the sky is falling? I think all of us are created to look for the good and to think positively about things. Because when we share inspiration and hope, that is contagious. That ignites people for more life. So we've had the G, giving thanks, the R, refreshing the spirit, the A, appreciating the little things, T, for thinking positively, and now the I, is for identifying goodness. Identifying goodness. I often teach this the most. When we look into the heart or the soul of another human being, do we see the goodness that is right there in our midst? Do we see how God has shaped them as a child of God, crafted and created for good works, for good life in this world? I hope so. Let's be identifiers of goodness in and through people. The next T in gratitude is for treasuring each moment, every single moment. Even if tears fall from our eyes, we're living within the moment. If joy is breaking out with laughter, we're treasuring that moment. All moments, life, breath, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. It's the experience of Yahweh over and over and over again. Let's be sure to treasure each moment. The U in gratitude is for uniting in kindness. If each of us stepped out our door each day and each moment and said, "How much good can I bring? How much kindness can I bring to the world today?" Just look at all that would be shaped and changed for the better. Yes, we are called to unite in kindness with hearts of gratitude. D here. And gratitude is for delighting in laughter. Yes, true belly laughter. Those simple points of laughter along life's way. It's amazing when you're laughing, when you're spending time in conversation around that kind of way of being. That too is contagious, isn't it? And it feels good. It brings life to everyone around us. So I challenge you with a heart of gratitude to delight in laughter. And the E at the very end of gratitude is expressing joy. Yes, expressing joy. This is that joy unspeakable that we talk about. It's a joy that just infuses everything else around us. But we're not to keep joy to ourselves. We're not to box it up, button it up, close it up, and just hold on to it. We're called to release it, to allow the energy of joy to flow from one to the next for inspiration and for more life. And so, yes, folks out there today, on this motivation, we want to express gratitude, giving thanks, refreshing the spirit, appreciating the little things, thinking positively, identifying goodness, treasuring each moment, uniting in kindness, delighting in laughter, and expressing joy, because gratitude is at the heart of a healthy and thriving faith life. And so, folks, be motivated by each and every one of those and live. All right. Good day.